Yep.
Excellent. Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
How's everybody? Y'all good? Man, this is a big class. I have been looking forward to being here. And, you know, in Pastor Myron's absence, I want to make sure that, among other things, we hit the important points that are in your notes. I want to tell you a little bit about myself. First of all, I want to thank the Barlows. You guys are awesome, man. Come on, you really are. It's nice, right? I mean, this becomes your small group for what, 11 weeks, right? Has it been good? All right, good. Well, I'm glad you had a good 10 weeks because, I'm teasing, I'm joking. So the person and work of the Holy Spirit is what we're going to be talking about, and it's a favorite topic of mine because I just love the Holy Spirit. I love who the Holy Spirit is in our lives, and we're going to dive into that in a minute. But first, let me just pray. Lord God, thank you, Jesus, for the words prayed already. And we praise you, Lord, for this night. And we do give you this time. And God, our goal tonight is to get closer to you, to hear from you, and to learn more about the Holy Spirit. So bless us all as we just engage with one another and just share this time of fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. So my name is Rick Kua, and I am on staff here for 8 years now. I'm one of the pastoral care pastors. My wife Diana and I, she's teaching step 3 across the hall there, and we showed up here about 10 years ago after we've been in this town for 32 years, and from upstate New York, from Syracuse, New York. We love Grace Chapel. We love this area. We have two children, grown girls. Nina is 40, and Nikki, our oldest daughter, is 45. We have a son-in-law, and we have two grandchildren. So fortunately, we have the son-in-law, too. And the grandkids are 5 and 8, Luke and Eva. Luke is at batting practice tonight, and Eva's down on the other end of the building with some friends enjoying the night. But we just love Grace Chapel. Grace Chapel has our first time here. I don't know about you, but the first time we walked in and sat down and just worshiped and heard Pastor Steve's message again 10 years ago, we got in our car and we said, okay, that's it. We go no further. I don't know if that's been your journey or not, but it's been